This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Oh, come on, mate. Rob is really upset because he... Good morning, Robert. He met an imaginary friend, Dennis, last night at Breakers, and Dennis said he was going to call and he hasn't. And you're really upset.
He seemed real when he shook my
hand.
Yeah,
I know, I know. All right, come on. What do you got for us? You're going to do the story about Chris Hemsworth?
Nope.
Come on. What are you going to do?
Hey, you know last year they did these... Macca's did 30 days of deals.
Yeah.
They got deals. November 1, $1 Big Macs. I'm just saying. And then November 2, cheap. $1 large fries. And then we skip to November 8.
Oh, so they do a different
$1 cheeseburger.
$1 thing every day.
Yeah, that's right. And $9 for 2 quarter pounder meals November 5th.
That's not a dollar though, mate.
Yeah, but it's still
is
a bargain.
It's got to be a bloody dollar deal.
Or there's not many other dollar things.
No. Can you buy anything for a dollar now? I don't know. Big Mac on November 1, I think.
Oh, dollar apple pie, November 13.
There we go.
Ooh, every day in November, they've got a special deal. Bloody so brilliant. You thought the queue at lunchtime at the Macca's drive-thru was long now.
It's going to be from November 1.
It will be. Woo.
Well, look, Chris Hemsworth has agreed to pay Nowra, I should say, in regional New South Wales a visit after the tourism board launched a massive campaign to get him there. Now, the central west town was desperate to nab the thwactor as their next ambassador.
The thwactor?
Whacked out after they saw how successful he was at promoting Lord Howe Island. Remember when he took a picture of the quokkas? Remember that? I like that ad. That's a quokka. Do you remember that ad? Oh, God.
Continue.
Tourism manager Glenn Daly said he got the news and was very much didn't expect that he'd get back. But Chris is coming. So he's going there. But what they want to do, they want to build a 40 metre tall and 10 metre wide construction, like a, you know, like a big banana, like a big pineapple.
More like the big ram, of the big merino.
Big merino of the four. So that's what they want to do in Cowra. And Cowra, Chris, you know, tweeted back.
40 metres is pretty high.
Oh, that's bloody, your plane would run into that. Big love to all the folks in Cowra.
13-storey building.
It's tall, isn't it? For the amazing camp. Where would you walk up to it? What part would you like to walk into?
His
there was
hammer.
A big Chris. His hammer. And that's one he holds in his hand.
His hammer would have to be hanging down on the ground.
Yeah, he said, I'm off shooting a film overseas, but upon return next year, I'm coming in hot. Like many regional towns around Australia, Cowra has suffered, and then Chris Hemsworth's going to be there, and they want to build a big, massive statue of Thor. Is there someone, you know, we should do that here on the Central Coast, but we do it with a local, an icon. Who you reckon? Paul from Terrigal. Suggestions?
We've got the best. Got the best ever.
Who?
You know? That's Peter Sterling. Sterlo.
Yeah,
oh, the big Sterling.
He would be unreal, you know? Yeah. He's just, I think he's retired from Channel 9.
Yes, he has.
Tremendous thing, all the footy show stuff that he used to do.
Oh, the big Sterlo.
And the commentary.
Yeah, the big, know? Oh, mate, you know,
that's
we're
not
on a
bad
winner.
Shout. I like
we'll
that.
Write that down, big Sterlo.
And if it's too expensive to do, we could just pay him to stand somewhere.
Oh, yeah. On a pedestal.
Yeah, just put him on. He spends an hour a day standing on the pedestal.
On the M1.
Yeah.
Right. As you come into the Central Coast, there's a picture of Sterlo.
Yeah. Just sitting on the tail of that dinosaur.
Yeah. No, the head. Head's better view. Better view.
I'll tell you what, I'd get a photo with the statue.
Yeah, all right, mate. Thanks for that.
Awesome.
Thanks for your input.
Paul.
Good on you, Paulie. We've got Ray from Wyoming. He'd have an idea.
Hey, Ray.
G'day, Ray.
Good morning.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Who would you big statue of?
Mate, it was a lot of consideration, Paddy, and you were right there.
Of course I would have been.
You were there, mate.
Yeah,
but
thanks, mate. Yeah.
Don't pump him up.
You have not won Dancing with the Stars, so it's Rob Palm.
Oh, no way. Absolutely. This discussion
hadn't even occurred to me, Ray. Hadn't even occurred to me.
This discussion's over, Ray. Sorry about that. Thanks for calling.
With the Mirrorball Trophy. Thanks, Ray.
No worries, mate. I've got you covered.
Oh, you do.
See
you, Ray. All right. I owe you a beer. Remember? No, it's two now.
Bye, mate.
Don't be like that, mate. You'll end up like Paddy.
Oh, that's it.
Thank you, Ray,
that's
again.
It. I'm blocking you from a phone. Thanks for that, Ray. See you, mate.
See you, guys.